Let's go to the KRDL Newsline and visit with senior national reporter with ABC News at the Pentagon. Ann Flaherty is joining us right now. Ann, always a pleasure. Good Monday morning to you. The U.S. military is getting ready for those airdrops, or they've been happening, to airdrop supplies into Gaza as ceasefire talks continue. What's the latest in this?
Yeah, so Saturday morning, this was the first ever for the U.S. to be involved in airdropping humanitarian aid in the Gaza Strip. They did this with the help of the Jordanians. They flew three C-130 planes over the coastline of Gaza and dropped these 68 pallets of food. Now, to put this in perspective, though, it was these pallets contained about 38,000 meals, known as MREs. These are what our troops eat in the field. 38,000 meals for 2 million people. So it's just the beginning. The administration says that they acknowledge that much, much more needs to be done. It's not a very effective way to distribute aid, but it was the way that they had at their disposal, so they took it, and they did that over the weekend. The administration says that they do expect more aid drops to happen in the coming days.
And what about this, the progress being made on the hostage and the ceasefire deal and all those things? Is there a lot of movement in this area?
So it's a very fluid situation. What we heard over the weekend was that Israel had essentially agreed to a framework for the hostage release and for a ceasefire deal, and that the, quote, onus was on Hamas. We did see reports this morning that Hamas negotiators were arriving in Cairo, but that Israel had suddenly decided not to send its negotiators. Those were reports coming out of BBC. We have not confirmed those. So, you know, a very fluid situation. I know everybody is watching this very closely because, you know, everybody wants to see an end to this war.
Yeah. And, you know, airdrops don't seem to be the most proficient way to, you know, to drop off the humanitarian. They could get more in by using the sea, right? So maritime delivery of those supplies would get more people the aid. But that's becoming still a big obstacle in that area, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Israel's still controlling those checkpoints along the ground and the sea, and they've been reluctant to let a lot of this aid through. So it actually was sort of stunning that the U.S. said, well, we're going to take it by air because we feel like people need it. It's not a very effective way, actually, to put aid through. Israel, of course, denying that the administration is at all frustrated with them and saying, oh, you know, we helped coordinate with the aid drops. But really, these very pressing questions about why more checkpoints aren't allowing these aid trucks in. We saw a situation last week where 100 people were reported killed in a chaotic situation trying to get to a truck because people are so absolutely desperate. So certainly the administration acknowledging that something needs to be done, but this really appearing to be a kind of drop in the bucket of the demand that's there.
Ramadan is over the horizon, and I would imagine that's a pretty big, significant milestone if they want to get a deal, a ceasefire in place at that time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and I think that what we saw was the president trying to press that, maybe perhaps prematurely, but saying, you know, I think we're going to have a deal by the start of Ramadan, acknowledging that holy month for Muslim people. So, you know, was he saying that prematurely because Israel didn't seem to agree to it? Then we seem to get some movement on it this weekend. Now everything is up in the air. So, you know, again, just a really fluid situation, everybody having their fingers crossed.
How realistic is a ceasefire that could begin as soon as today? Is that realistic?
You know, I think anything is in play. I do think it's realistic, but it's, you know, there are a lot of questions here. Israel wants, for example, the names of the hostages to be released. They really don't seem to be interested in a ceasefire unless there is a complete willingness of Hamas to release those names and release the hostages. So, you know, what incentive would Hamas have to necessarily do that? So, you know, I think that everybody is, it's difficult to know the calculus on either side. I know the administration has been working this and has been very frustrated trying to get this through because certainly this cannot go on forever.
And there's a very defined category of which hostages would be released in this agreement, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, those categories have changed, and I think as we've seen the discussions underway. So, you know, we're watching this from the outside. I'm working mostly with people inside the Pentagon who, you know, they are told to take C-130s up in the air and drop that aid. That's what they're going to do. We've got the State Department people working the hostage negotiations, the administration focusing on this. when they'd rather not be. It's an election year. They'd rather be focused on talking about improvements in the economy or other things that they want to be selling to the American public. But instead, they're sort of mired down in this really, you know, difficult foreign conflict.
Yeah. ABC's Ann Flaherty, thanks for the time. As always, great information. Thanks, and good to talk to you.
Thank you.